Styles programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Travel World Radio. I'm Stephen Pickford, along with Willem Backus, talking about our travels to New York City this past month. And one of the great places that I stopped in for lunch during my New York visit was Schnipper's Quality Kitchen, opposite the Port Authority bus terminal. It's 8th Avenue and 41st Street. And Andrew Schnipper is joining us now on the line to tell us a bit more about his restaurant and some of the great foods that are on the menu. I'm looking at this menu. It's available on the internet. And my mouth is watering. I should not be doing the show just before mealtime. Welcome to Travel World, Andrew.
Hi, Stephen. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, glad to have you with us. Now, tell us a bit more about the background of your restaurant. And it's part of the whole revitalization of New York. My first trip to New York in the early 80s, I don't remember such a beautiful, friendly, great food restaurant opposite Port Authority.
Well, that's for sure. If you would, my brother and I joke all the time that had you told us even 5 years ago that we would be opening a restaurant across from the Port Authority, I would have said you're crazy. New York City's like that. New York City's what a fabulous place to live, to raise a family, to do business. And New York City's one of those great places where neighborhoods that you know people gave up on a long time ago, that seemed like you know they'd never really could be revitalized, you know, often do. And the Times Square area is a great example of that. And what's happened is the portion that we're in, which is the 41st, which is just south of 42nd Street, is the sort of the last piece that they've been trying to revitalize for a while, and they've done a great job with it. Built some very beautiful buildings. We're in the New York Times building, which is a magnificent building designed by Renzo Piano, a very famous architect from Italy. And you know, we have a great place there, and we're doing great, and we're thrilled to be there.
Well, it was bustling. The people were enjoying their food. I know people who were talking to me in advance of my trip, and this is why they recommended your restaurant. They said if they're catching the bus at a Port Authority, they stop by to get some great food before they hop on the Jersey Transit, for example. It's part of their daily routine.
Sure. I mean, we have people. I mean, that's the great thing about the neighborhood for us is that people say to me all the time, "Who are your customers?" They're everybody. I mean, there's so many. We're several blocks from the theater district, or we're really almost within the theater district. Million Dollar Quartet is on our block, which is a Tony Award-winning show. We see those actors all the time, amongst many others. We have a residential community that's sprouted up in what's really sort of known as Clinton or Hell's Kitchen, which is 42nd Street, west of 8th Avenue, 9th Avenue in the 40s. So we serve those people. We're in a very large office building, and you know, there's obviously quite a bit of visitors that come to New York City that visit Times Square, visit the area. We're right there, and it's great.
Now, if somebody's coming for breakfast, lunch, dinner at Schnipper's Quality Kitchen, you're located 620 8th Avenue, corner of 8th and 41st, and you can check out the menu in advance. Schnipper's, that's Schnipper's.com. What are some must-haves? Let's say start with breakfast. What would something you definitely have to have?
Well, breakfast is, it's funny enough, breakfast is not our specialty, believe it or not. We have been open for breakfast for a little while, and it's not the busiest time of day for us. We're thrilled with the stuff that we do for breakfast. We do a variety of different, egg sandwiches and things like that. Oatmeal is fantastic. We make homemade granola. But really, really, our specialty is our lunch and dinner menu.
Well, I would rather have lunch and dinner, rather than breakfast. I'm with you on that one. Lunch and dinner are much better and more favorite meals in the day for me than breakfast. And I had the Schnipper's Classic, and boy, I wish I could have one tonight.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. We, that actually is one of the burgers that we're most proud of. I mean, our place is at its core burgers. We call it a burger-centric concept, and really what it has its roots in is sort of, my brother and I, I'll give you a little bit of background. My brother and I traveled the country trying to, take a look at other places that we like, places that were popular, went to a variety of different cities. We were all over California for a couple of weeks. We were in, in Chicago and in the Washington, D.C. area, in Florida, in Colorado, And we spent a lot of time traveling and tasting food and seeing what was really out there. And, you know, we had this vision of doing something with burgers. And burgers, actually, funny enough, have become more and more popular since we've opened up our place. But we sort of decided that we wanted to do something where we could offer more than just that. And you know, the funny story on that is that we would spend the entire week eating burgers all over the place. And by Thursday, I couldn't look at another burger. So I said to my brother, I'm like, you know, why do we have to serve just burgers? What else could we do? So we sort of, in a nutshell, we decided, why don't we serve the foods that we love to eat that aren't made always the right way from scratch, really fresh ingredients, and what else do we like to eat? And our menu is really, you know, sort of a compilation of that. You know, it's very heavy in salads and sandwiches. We have some quirky items like fish tacos and sloppy joe, which is something that a lot of people haven't had since their childhood.
Yeah, that probably was grade 7 was probably the last time I had a sloppy joe.
Right. A lot of people haven't had it in a long time. We were featured on the Food Network with Bobby Flay. We did a throwdown with Bobby for our Sloppy Joe, which was great. And, you know, it's just one of those, you know, like I said to you, it's one of those things that we sort of wanted to do, things that we like to eat. And, like, well, where can you get that? And I can't even tell you where you can get, a homemade Sloppy Joe from scratch. It's not so easy to get. You know, there's canned versions that you can make, but not too many places are making it from scratch. And, you know, items like that. We made some comfort foods like mac and cheese, but it's a little bit quirky in the sense that, like I said, we like to do things that we like to eat. We figure if we like to eat it, then surely there's other people that want to eat it too.
Yeah, and you'll do it well because you know how to do it, and it's based on your taste. And people say, hey, I remember that from childhood, and it just makes them feel good and ready to hit an active day of sightseeing or hit, you know, the job or what have you. They feel comforted. It truly is comfort food. You really, the sweet potato fries, excellent. The maple dipping sauce, that was to die for. And
thank you.
The thick cut onion rings, And I'm looking through.
That sounds like an absolutely delicious, Dave. You know, one of the things that you know strikes me with the whole thing is, especially, you know, it's not trying to be overly fancy. It's just trying to make good food that tastes, you know, the kind of stuff that just hits the spot every time you have it.
Well, thank you. That's exactly what we're trying to do. But I will say this it's funny, my brother and I talk about this all the time. You know, we travel a bit. You know, we have in the past, and we certainly do today. And you'd love to find a place. We would love to find a place like this in our travels. You know, it's the kind of place you can go to. We're not terribly expensive, certainly for the quality of food that we're offering. I mean, our average check is $13. It's a fast casual restaurant, which means you order to register. We actually bring the food to you, so it's not quite fast food. You know, you're given a number and you sit down, and what ends up as a result, there's really no tipping required, I would say. Some people do leave a tip, but there's no tipping required, which can save people, you know, 15% or more, you know, on their meal. And in the end, you know, we think it's a fun, casual place that, you know, certainly for traveling, it's really great. I think, you know, we've certainly struck a chord with a lot of visitors to New York.
Oh, very, very much so. And I'm looking here, like, you have a grilled four cheese sandwich using sourdough bread. You can add bacon, plum tomatoes. This is a gourmet grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, next time you're in D.C., bring me one. Oh, yum.
Sure.
It'll travel well. I mean, it'll travel well down there, you know, on Amtrak, certainly.
Sure.
And milkshakes. You can't leave without a milkshake. Or
do you make malted milk?
We make malted milkshakes. Sure, we use, you know, real malt powder. We're using a very high quality ice cream out of a small family run business up in Maine that's been making ice cream the right way for probably decades. And you know, a lot of what we do is really all about the ingredients and using very simple ingredients, but using high quality ingredients. So you know, making stuff from scratch, and that's really what gives things its flavor.
And if somebody can't make it to the restaurant, you offer free delivery within the within the central core. Somebody in a hotel room can't get out, doesn't want to have a hotel meal overpriced in the dining room. Hey, call up Schnippers and you'll deliver to them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the great things about New York City is that delivery is so prevalent here. So we have a very large delivery business. We do and we will gladly deliver to hotels. There's obviously quite a few in the neighborhood, and we do it all the time.
I mean,
the wishful thinker in me, of course, hopes the free delivery is in the upper northeast and that you can deliver it here to Metro D.C. area. Yum.
Well, I think that the trick for that will be to one day maybe open a restaurant in the D.C. area. And who knows, that may be in the works down the road, but not just yet.
Oh, I vote for that.
people who go to Schnippers in New York, they want one in their community back home. I can see. I wish there was one around the corner for me here.
We get a lot of on our website there's a it's interactive and people can send us comments and we get a lot of requests. I mean and certainly as far away as Europe. I think I've seen some for in South America. We've, you know, see, oh, we need one in Switzerland, we need one in Brazil, and, you know, who knows, maybe one day, but we're not quite there yet.
Well, I mean, and you're in New York, great lunch, great dinner, and they're also starting doing breakfast recently, too. Schnipper's Quality Kitchen, 620 8th Avenue, corner of 8th Avenue and 41st. Numbers 212-921-2400, schnippers.com, S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-R-S. .com with free delivery in the downtown core, and you can check out all the menu and get your mouth watering. Andrew Schnipper, we're coming up to the end of our segment here, around 20 seconds left. How would you like to wrap things up with a special meal or a special suggestion to people?
I think people should come in. They should. I mean, my brother and I are there almost all the time. Please ask for us. Come say hi. We love to talk to people, and we really love the business. We love making people happy and serving great food.
Oh, it was great food. Andrew Schnipper, Schnipper's Quality Kitchen, New York City, opposite Port Authority Bus Terminal, 8th of 41st. Must on any New York City itinerary. Thanks again for your hospitality, Andrew.
Thank you so much for having me, Stephen. It was great. I really enjoyed being here today.
Oh, thank you. And coming up next, stay listening for more about New York City on Travel World Radio.